So thankful for what we feel this morning. Thankful for an atmosphere that is safe. You don't have to worry about what you carried in this morning, what is weighing you down or what you've been praying about. Brothers and sisters are here. Do feel a direction and word of God. If you'll allow me, I'd like to preach to you for a couple minutes, if that's okay. I feel like God has a direction for this service. If you would, turn to the book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Also reading from Hebrews 12 and 1. Philippians 3 says, not that I have already attained, I'm already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. Brethren, I don't count myself to have apprehended. I'm not there yet, still being perfected. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those that are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. The writer of Hebrews echoes this passage using the same analogy of running the race. He says, therefore we also, since we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us and run with endurance the race that's set before us. This morning, as the song said, God is calling us to a higher dimension, to a new place. God is calling, I believe, to advance. It's our theme this week. Take a step forward in faith, to push a little bit further than we have in faith and spiritual maturity. God's calling for an advanced mentality. But before we can do that, church, before we can go on into what God has called us to do, we are first called to forget those things which are behind and to lay aside every weight. Based on these two passages and what I feel in the Holy Ghost this morning, I want to preach to you for the next several minutes from this title, Blood-Covered Baggage. Your past is covered today. Your past is covered in anything associated with it. And God is ready to do a new thing in your life. I wonder if you bow your heads with me. And can we pray together that God would speak to us as a body and individuals? Lord, we are carrying things this morning that you never called us to carry, God. There are those of us here for the first time and those who have been here all our lives, and we are both carrying things that you have called us to lay down, and today I'm asking for your help. You've already softened our hearts for the word, and today we're asking, speak to us in the name of Jesus. We pray, and you may be seated. Jesus Christ is able to forgive and to cover your past mistakes, failures, sins, and scars. Jesus is able to forgive and cover your past, no matter the extent of it or the record that may be against you. It was in January of 2015, the state of California enacted what is known as the Eraser Button Law. The law went into effect on January 1st of that year, and in essence it served to give young people and young adults under the age of 18 the ability to completely delete their social media past and start fresh. The year before, the legislative body of California saw the dangers of the lack of privacy online. Young people were literally throwing away their futures with one post or one picture, so the state tried to do something about it. In the same year, they passed the Eraser Button Law. The position of the law was and is a positive thing. They were trying to protect the reputation of minors who had made mistakes online. They were trying to safeguard the future of young people whose past seemed insurmountable. They were trying to limit the strikes against them and to effectively erase their mistakes with one sweep of legislation. However, the main flaw of this regulation was and continues to be the fact that it was fundamentally impossible to carry out. In fact, even the architects of the law knew inherently that it would not work completely because, and I quote, the information that they delete for the minors will continue to be accessible online on some level. The information that is out there is now accessible to the world, and it may never be fully covered or forgotten. What was done in private and made public could never be private again. Even with the highest body of lawmakers in California backing it, even with the brightest minds in tech supporting it, even with the acclaim of the news and the public alike, the record of wrong still seems insurmountable as humanity grapples with a way to cover past mistakes and failures. And while this speaks to the caution we should have with our cell phones and online devices, this morning, I believe a deeper parallel can be drawn to the spiritual arena. We live in a world inundated with the past. We live in an era where past sins and failures can surface on a regular and consistent basis. We live in an age where past social media text messages and emails are used as conclusive evidence of the twisted nature of sports heroes, media personalities, and political leaders. And in this climate, in this atmosphere where the past has a way of catching up with the present, it's often easy for us to buy into the narrative of the world which tells us that what is in the past can never really be forgotten, but it can, and it will reach into the present, and it will disrupt our current progress. Even on a spiritual level, this line of thinking has led us to believe that our past will always dictate our future and that we will be forever saddled with the baggage of a former lifestyle. But on this Sunday morning on August 26th, I've come in the Holy Ghost and with the Word of God to tell you, I've come to refute that lie and that narrative with absolute certainty and to let someone know if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That though your sins were like scarlet, through the power, the forgiving power of Jesus Christ, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. I've come to tell you what lawmakers and legislation couldn't conceal, what the greatest minds in tech, media, and psychology couldn't suppress, what the world and its vast knowledge and information couldn't mask, the precious blood of Jesus can pardon and can cover. I don't care what your record is. Oh, we've got the blood of Jesus this morning. It doesn't matter the extent of your past or what you've gone through. You are covered today. What the world has grappled to fix and to confront, Jesus' death on the cross already paved the way for the forgiveness of sins and the redemption of mankind. Ephesians 1 and 7 says declaratively, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches, and there are riches of His grace. Because of the cross of Christ, you are covered this morning. You no longer have to carry the weight of past and present sins. Because of the shed blood of Jesus, you're forgiven. You're covered this morning. And if you currently find yourself weighed down by your past, you can leave that here today. You can leave it at this altar. Oftentimes, we talk about the church like a spiritual hospital. It's where those who are hurting and spiritually sick come to receive healing and rest. It's not a museum of perfect people. It is a hospital. They can come and find shelter and recovery, and I believe the church is a hospital. This is where the broken should be able to come and find healing and rest. But the more I've thought about it this week, I realize in some ways the church is also like an airport. It's where we bring our baggage. The truth is, if our eyes could be opened today, we would more than likely see a host of individuals lugging the baggage of their past this morning. Some have come in with hurts and pains from their past. Some of those hurts have not yet healed, and we hold on to them many times subconsciously. Things we didn't even bring on ourselves that have stayed with us. Some have come in with past addictions and sins. Things they've had a hard time laying aside. We've come in with idols and things God's called us to lay down and to forget. Others have come in with guilt and with shame that's been left unaddressed. They wonder what would happen if others in the airport saw what they were carrying in their bag. They wonder if they'd be kicked out of the airport if we knew what they were really carrying this morning in the house of God. There are many who are holding on to things that they probably should have forgotten a long time ago. We're carrying the baggage of bitterness, pain, unforgiveness, carnality. There are many who epitomize the saying, and they are literally left holding the bag. Whether they want to or not, they're holding on to the bag of their past and even the baggage of their present life, and they're trying to figure out, what do I do with this? I'm tired of carrying this. We don't know what to do with it. Dumbstruck. We've been left grappling with baggage that's often overwhelming and even too heavy to carry, wondering if I'll ever be free of it. But I've come to assure you this morning, instead of carrying the sting of your past and the weight of your baggage, you can follow the example of Paul and the writer of Hebrews, and you can lay it down today. There's a theme. It's not a coincidence they both give similar instructions when running this race. Forget the things which are behind, and lay aside every weight and the sin that easily besets you. As with many themes in the Bible, this theme and principle denotes a pattern and a process in our walk with God. It's clear from these passages, first of all, that it is absolutely possible for me to lay this down. It's possible today. That's the first hurdle we face. I've heard it time and time again. But is it really possible to get rid of my baggage? I know what other people have done, but I know what my past looks like. It's riddled with pain and failures. It's riddled with hurt and scars and things I didn't even do to myself. Can I really leave it? It's possible. Today, in fact, the context of Philippians 3 suggests this. Paul spends the first half of the chapter talking about his own past. Many of you know his past, riddled with mistakes and sin and pain. Through this testament this morning, he assures us it is possible. You hear me today. It is possible to leave this here. You do not have to walk out of here with this. You don't have to walk out of here with this. I know some of you have heard it many times, dozens, but hear it again. You can leave without this. It tells us in the pattern, and then the second thing it tells us is that before we can advance, before we can reach to those things which are ahead, to my miracle, to my calling, to dreams God has given me, before I can advance, I've got to forget some things. These things are in the past for a reason. I first have to forget these things. They're there for a reason. It's entirely possible. And I can forget it and lay it down. I have no business carrying baggage when I'm trying to run a race. It would look silly to go run a 5K like this. It's tough enough to run a 5K. Ain't no way I'm carrying some baggage. Lay it down. Forget about it. In the presence of God today, let me tell you, if you have repented of your sins, if you've been baptized in the name of Jesus, if you've received the Holy Ghost, can I tell you, your baggage is covered today. If you've been baptized in the name of Jesus, it went down in that water with you. It didn't float back up to the top. Everything was buried whenever you were baptized. If you've yet to be baptized in Jesus' name, if you've yet to receive the Holy Ghost, if you've yet to repent of your sins, you can have all of this buried today. Oh, I'm a testament to it. I've got a testimony where my sins were washed away. If you've yet to do it, you can have it happen today. You are covered today by the blood of Jesus. Romans 3 tells us, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Very encouraging. But then it says in the next verse, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by His blood through faith to demonstrate His righteousness. In other words, you are covered today. You're covered this morning. You don't have to worry about this any longer. Your baggage is covered. I used this analogy several months ago, very simple. A friend of mine came in from Kansas City. We went over to get a bite to eat at Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Great place. We were in line. He was ahead of me. He had his card out. He was paying for stuff, and I had my wallet. I was ready to go and order. He turned around. He said, what are you doing? What do you mean? He said, I got you. He said, I got you covered. Come on up here. I did not argue with him. I walked up, ordered my meal. We sat down, had a nice lunch. Now, this did not happen in the scenario. But if one of those five guys, workers, would have walked around that counter while I was eating and walked over to me and said, hey, how's your meal going? Everything great? Okay. You need to pay your bill. What? If they would have tried to get me to pay what had already been paid for, I looked at them like they were crazy. For that matter, if anyone in the building would have walked up to me and said, hey, you need to pay for that. You didn't pay for it. Someone else did. They tried to get me to pay a bill that had already been covered. I'd tell them, I don't know what you're talking about. It's already been, in fact, if they would have persisted, I'd have asked my friend for the receipt. And I'd have showed them, it's right here. I'm already covered. Can I tell you, church, you're covered. And you've got the receipt today. Can I tell you, it's right here, Colossians chapter 2 and verse 13. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all your trespasses. He wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against you, which was contrary to you. He's taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. In the words of Brother Tom Trimble this morning, if the enemy or life itself would try to compel you to pay a debt that has already been paid, all you've got to do is point them to the cross. No, 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 no. My debt is paid. It was paid with a high cost. I am debt free today. I've got nothing left to pay on my bill. And oh, just in case you need to see the receipt, look a little closer. It's nailed to the cross already. Hey, it's an itemized list of everything I owed. But there it is. I'm covered today. Would you praise him all across this place? If you're thankful, you're covered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your baggage is covered this morning. And just in case you needed to hear it, there's enough of that precious blood to go around. For he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It's free today. You have no baggage fees. Luggage flies free. How many of you have ever flown Southwest before? Flown Southwest? Brian, I like it. They give you free baggage. You don't have to pay for it. It's what they call transferency. I love it. Now, I'm not naive. I know that they build a lot of that into the cost of the ticket. But it does feel good to get something for free. I don't have to pay for it. Did you pay for your luggage? I didn't pay for this. This and this and this free. Can I tell you, your baggage was paid for in the first installment. You get there, you don't have to pay for your luggage today. And I know it's typically a horrible thing when you get separated from your luggage. We want it to stay with us. We want it to make it to the same destination we're headed. But I think it'd be awesome if some of us completely lost our luggage today. That's transparency, if you ask me. I think it'd be awesome if we left without this. I know it's horrible for your luggage to end up in Indonesia and you're the other side of the earth. I know that's not a good thing, but today, humor me. I'm thankful Psalm 103 tells us, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his mercy to those who fear him. And as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed my transgressions and my baggage from me. God is ready for you to check your baggage in and for him to lose it on the other side of oblivion today. God is ready for us to forget the things which are behind us and reach ahead to some miracles and reach ahead to a personal revival and reach ahead to a personal prayer life and walk with God. He is ready for us to lay down some blood-covered baggage, run with endurance the race that's set before us. You can leave it here. And to this morning, I felt specifically, I am preaching to this whole church. Whether you are or been here 3 times, or you've been here 3,000 times, I want to tell you this morning, you are covered. I know to some of us who have been here, this may be old hat or old news, but it's still good news today. Because the longer you stick around, the more stuff you can accumulate. Baggage is not relegated to first-timers. Many of us carry it. Mariah and I moved in our house 4 years ago this month. I remember walking in, looking around, wondering, how in the world are we going to fill this place? So much empty space. So we don't have it. I had 3 boxes. One of them was full of paintball stuff. That doesn't help you when you move in a house. 4 years later, many a Craigslist ads. We have good-natured friends who have extra furniture and they offer it to us. And we're like, no way. We're full. I'm walking around like, where did we get that? Where did we get all this stuff? Got no room for anything else. We got a little girl on the way. I don't know where all that stuff's going. Keep it coming. We appreciate it. The longer we're in the house, the more stuff we can accumulate. You may get to a point one day, maybe a day like today, where you look up and you wonder, how did I get here? Your eyes are finally open and you wonder, where did I get all this stuff? Why am I carrying so much weight and baggage? Why am I carrying things God told me to lay down a long time ago? Things He never intended for me to carry. I've got no room for anything else because I'm so full of other stuff. I've got hurts and pains. It's time to let them heal. I've got some bitterness I need to let go of. I've got a past full of failure. I don't have to carry it any longer. Church, I can say it because I've seen it and I've experienced it myself. On any given Sunday, we can walk in this place and we try to leave this stuff at the door. And I'm wrapping up. Musicians, you want to come. We try to leave it, but we can't. So then we put on my best face, just hoping maybe they won't see the stuff I'm walking in here with. I greet a couple friends. I go and find my seat. It's a difficult thing to do right now. Excuse me. I scoot in. You know, it's funny, but people can't get close to me when I've got this stuff. They really can't. The worship team gets up to sing, and I know what to do, but really it was all I could do just to get in here with this stuff, just to get to church. But I stand anyway because I love God. And I try to worship, and it's difficult. I don't feel like it. Worship's finally over. All the people have settled down. I sit back in. Pastor gets up to preach, and he's preaching the holy word of God. And I feel my grip on my luggage start to loosen a little bit because he's talking to me. And I'm wondering, is today the day I can finally leave this stuff? It's time to respond. I get up. All I can do to get out of my seat, I'm wondering, do they see everything I'm carrying? What if they wonder what I've got this morning? Sometimes I don't even make it all the way to the altar. It's so heavy. And this is the crux of the matter, church. I get here, and this is the place to check in my baggage. If there's ever a place, this is the place. But I'm wondering, are they looking at me? I've been carrying this for years, but I wonder if they really know, and we start to draw a crowd because we're desperate. It's all right to be desperate and broken. But oftentimes I will pray a prayer and then I'll start to look at everyone else. And I'll start to sing the song with the praise team, which is not a bad thing. Pastor will get up and give another opportunity. I will pray, but then I will walk out of here with the same stuff. Can I show you what God, I feel what He wants to do today? I'm the first one. I know they're looking at me. I don't care. I don't care. I'm desperate enough. God, I have carried these for far too long. I'm done with this pain. I know they hurt me and wronged me, but I'm done with this bitterness, God. I'm done, Lord, listening to voices of my past when You've told me to forget about it and reach ahead. I'm done, and I'm just desperate enough, God. Well, I don't care if they're looking, but I'm ready. I'm ready. I heard what He said. I'm ready, God, to lay it down. And you notice as soon as I do, I'm free, church. I don't have to walk out with the same old stuff. I'm free this morning to worship. I'm free this morning to respond. I've got no more weight. Oh, I wonder if you're staying all across this place. Lift your voice. Some of you are already doing it because you know what's about to happen. Some of you already know. Oh, lift your voice. Would you just create an atmosphere right now where God can move? And if you are ready, you don't have to wait. You can come right now. There's some coming already. Don't worry about your neighbor. I want you to come, bring your baggage with you, lay it at this altar, and leave it here. Oh, some of you, it's time. It's time. God's ready. Are you ready this morning? Don't walk out of here with it. But God has given an opportunity for you to check your baggage this morning. Well, that's all right. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. It's all right to be broken. It's all right. Oh, it's all right. It's time to forget the things that are behind and reach forward to the things that are ahead. I'm laying aside every weight, God. I'm laying aside the sin. I'm done with it today. I'm done with it, God. I'm done with my past. It's covered. It's been paid for. Woo. This is the day. Today is the day. Today is the day.